Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Rachel Maddow's Blowout. Sophie, what did you expect from a book called Blowout?
I expected a climate science book, but it's really a geopolitical investigation. Maddow argues that the countries sitting on the biggest oil reserves are not stable democracies. They're petrostates, and that wealth warps everything.
Right? And she opens with Deepwater Horizon, which is the perfect allegory for the whole industry.
It is. The blowout wasn't an accident. It was corner-cutting, regulatory capture, and pure hubris.
The corruption at the Minerals Management Service blew my mind. They were taking gifts and worse.
Gifts, sex, and drugs. That's how the industry captured its watchdogs. BP had convinced everyone a spill was unthinkable.
So the same pattern plays out on a global scale, and that's why the book is called Blowout.
Exactly. It's about the whole system reaching a breaking point. The blowout is the metaphor.
Let's talk about petrostates then. What's the plain English definition?
A petrostate is a country where oil and gas define the entire political system. Because the government gets massive revenue without taxing citizens, there's no incentive to build democratic institutions.
Right. No taxation, no representation. That's the crux of it. So people become subjects, not citizens. And Russia is the prime example.
Putin's rise is tied directly to the oil boom of the early 2000s. The Kremlin got hundreds of billions of dollars when prices soared.
They used that money to build a kleptocracy, not a diversified economy. It all went to consolidating power. And then they weaponized energy. Gazprom and Rosneft are instruments of coercion. You can turn off the gas to Ukraine or Europe at will.
And the social contract becomes, you get stability and a modest life, but you stay quiet politically. That's the trade.
Then Venezuela shows what happens when that contract breaks. How'd it go so wrong?
Chavez and Maduro used oil wealth to buy support. When prices crashed, PDVSA had been hollowed out by corruption. The whole thing collapsed.
Yeah. So you have a country that was once the richest in South America, now in a humanitarian catastrophe. And then she goes to Saudi Arabia, which is a different kind of uncomfortable.
She argues the Saudi royal family used its oil wealth to export Wahhabi Islam, and she connects that to the financing of 9/11. The U.S. has hidden that link.
Wow, that's hard to accept. We've been propping up a regime that undermines our values.
Exactly. And then she moves to corporate kleptocracy, with Paul Manafort as the guide.
Manafort was basically an international money launderer, not just a political consultant.
A pioneer. He worked with brutal oligarchs and politicians, using the oil industry as a pipeline.
Shell companies, offshore accounts, and real estate. It's an opaque system for moving dark money.
He took millions from the pro-Russian party of regions in Ukraine, much of it from the energy sector, and used it to buy influence in Washington.
So Russian influence flows straight into American politics. That's wild, right?
That's her whole thesis. The line between state power and corporate power is gone.
Rex Tillerson is proof of that. The Exxon CEO who became Secretary of State.
He signed a massive deal with Rosneft in 2011, even as the U.S. warned against doing business with Russia.
He was running his own foreign policy. It's the petrostate model to the extreme. And then fracking turns the critique on America. She says we became the world's largest producer and we export natural gas. Right? So we're becoming a petrostate with elections. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Her solution is geopolitical, not just environmental. We need to break the addiction to defund the autocrats.
The line that got me was the blowout has already happened. It's not a future event.
Right. It's unfolding right now, and we're feeding it every time we fill up the tank.
That's my takeaway. It's an ongoing crisis, not a distant one.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Blowout is a call to stop feeding the machine. The only way to stop the blowout is to turn off the well. We'll see you in the next one.